prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The heavyweight boxing division of world sports is regarded as the ultimate symbol of power and dominance. It is a division that has seen legendary names like the late Muhammad Ali, Iron Mike Tyson, Rocky Marciano, George Foreman, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, and Smoking Joe Frazier. These men were regarded as demigods, and their place in the pantheon of sporting immortals is forever assured. Another name on this list is one no less illustrious, and it is that of Vladimir Klitschko. Klitschko is considered to be one of the greatest heavyweight boxing champions of all time, as well as among the hardest punching knockout artists in the history of the division. A 1996 Olympic gold medalist with a fearsome professional record of 64 wins, 53 of them by knockout, and just 4 losses, Klitschko is a fearsome opponent. But a shock loss to underdog Tyson Fury in 2015 tarnished his incredible reputation somewhat. And at the age of 41, Klitschko knows his legacy is on the line when he faces a young and formidable challenger, IBF champion Anthony Joshua, for the vacant WBA title later this month. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be listening to former heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko, ahead of his super fight with Anthony Joshua on the 29th of April. My name is Tunde Okoike. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Former heavyweight boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko possesses the record for the second longest reigning heavyweight champion of all time, and from 2006 till 2015, Vladimir and his brother Vitaly dominated heavyweight boxing, a period typically known as the Klitschko era. And after losing his titles in 2015 in stunning fashion to Tyson Fury, Vladimir wants to return to the top of boxing's Mount Olympus and become a 3-time heavyweight boxing champion. But standing in his way is IBF heavyweight champion, the powerful Anthony Joshua. Both fighters will contend for the vacant WBA title in front of 90,000 fans at the Wembley Stadium on the 29th of April. And the Ukrainian polyglot shared his thoughts recently about the fight.
This is Sports Planet.
Did you ever think back then when you were a 15-year-old boy, did you ever think that this might work out, the journey might go the way it has?
No, never. Actually, after Olympics, I thought that's it for the sport and I'll do something else. But things came up and developed, and I never thought I'm going to be that long in the sport. I'll be 41 soon.
We know that. How excited are you to be going back into a huge fight? It's a real challenge. I know you've always liked those, but you seem fresh. You seem in really good form. You're in an excellent place ahead of the big fight with Joshua, aren't you?
I honestly asked myself, do I really like what I do? And I said, no, Vlad, this is wrong. I actually love what I do. And this is a challenge. This is one of the biggest challenges I had in my life. You know, coming back after a year and a half break, which I never had, and fighting a champion, a young champion, and as AJ, and he's really talented and athletic and all of this. And I'm underdog in this fight. And this is actually exciting to me. Please don't call me crazy, but it is exciting to me because I haven't been in this situation and in this skin for such a long time, and I just kind of feel young and I feel challenged, and I'm challenger, officially challenger.
What is the real goal? Is it to become a 3-time heavyweight champion of the world, or is it to prove something against the young lion? What is it?
This is more exactly. This is more to prove to myself. You know, I want to leave the ring as the champion and as the winner of the fight. And that's my obsession. I'm obsessed about it, and then we can count the fingers like, you know, 3-time world champion, there are 3 belts on the line, it's such a big stadium, and, you know, such a great opponent, one of the, you know, rising up stars, and so it's all around just great. I'm really excited, and I'm happy about it.
But what is it that drives you on? So say, for instance, you beat Anthony Joshua. Do you walk away and say there's nothing else that gets me out excited anymore?
Whoa. Next question.
No, but what I'm saying is, win or lose.
I'm not looking past the fight. So I set up my goal, and there is nothing. Do you know what obsession means? You're just all about that. You're just all about that. It's love. It's love to your goal, to your obstacle, and nothing else. I'm not thinking beyond that. Whatever's going to happen beyond that, it's not my business right now.
I know it's
my business. Just get ready. I'm excited about it. I'm in my element, and I love it.
Yeah, being around you, you're excited, you're relaxed. Are you nervous ahead of this challenge as the underdog, or do you believe that you have the tools to deal with Joshua?
I have to swallow. All right. I am nervous, but it's good. It's healthy to be nervous, and it's all good. You know, bad is to be a coward and turn you back to a challenge. I'm turning face to the challenge, and it's a true challenge. And many people think, Vlad, you should be probably crazy. You're 41. You're gonna be 41. You will fight a guy that is much younger, and he's so strong, and he's all in muscles, and you know, he's just so scary in a certain way. He knocked everybody out, and you're underdog. What are you doing? I'm showing my face to the challenge. I love it, guys.
That's what makes you into a fighter. That's why you're doing this job, because
that's
you need
why I'm
challenge.
Obsessed with that, with what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying every day of workout, and it's just exciting. I never thought I'm gonna go that far. As I said, I'll be 41 soon, and I just feel all great about it.
41's not a bad.
It's just the number. It's just the number. We talk about when I'm going to be 71. Then we have a different conversation. But as for now, I feel great, and I'm focused, and I'm obsessed.
Finally, a little message for the fight fans about what you and AJ are going to bring on April the 29th.
I'm really excited to know that in Great Britain, boxing is a sport and got so many followers and fans, packed O2 World Arena, and then packed Wembley Stadium will be packed on April 29th. It's all about boxing in this country, I mean in Great Britain. It's fantastic. There's nothing but excitement on both sides, and I'm speaking for AJ, please AJ, excuse myself, but I'm speaking for you here. I think it's all about fans, and in this case about boxers, because we too will need to deliver what people are looking for exciting championship, world championship in every division. So I think, and I'm pretty much sure, I have a really good gut feeling, it's going to be a great match.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we shut it down on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor. Visit www.completesportslounger.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that in 2013, during a golf tournament at the San Juan Hills Golf Club in California, a live 2-foot shark dropped from the sky and landed on the course's 12th tee box. One quick-thinking course attendant rushed to the shark's side, removed it from the course, and kept it in a bucket of salt water until it could be returned to its rightful home in the ocean. No one knows where the shark came from, but it was speculated that it was dropped by a bird that had caught and planned to eat it. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fabulous evening and assuring you
that the planet is